From the Riverwalk Market Fair, we have Brian Randolph and Michael Sparvey. Thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. Yeah, it's so nice just having conversations about things that happen in nice weather after,
right.
after the terrible spring that we've had so far. But, boy, we had beautiful weather this weekend, and it's not going to be too long before the market fair begins, the Riverwalk Market Fair. What is it, right after Memorial Day? Do I have that right?
June 2nd is our first date, actually.
June 2nd.
Less than a month and a half away.
Yeah, it's coming up. And why don't we start off, maybe, Michael, you can give us a little history of the Riverwalk Market Fair.
Sure. The Market Fair has been going on for about 10 years. It started in 2010. It was a collection of individuals within the community that were looking for a way to really create a venue for Saturdays and really become a destination point for the community. And I think that mission or dream has been achieved. The Market Fair truly is a destination point every weekend and every Saturday throughout the summer. It's a market that's unique in the sense that it has a blend of farmers market, food vendors, as well as artists. And there's not a lot of that mixture type of a market across the region. So we like to balance that out and make sure that there's something new and something fresh every weekend for them.
Yeah, I like that. Of course, it focuses on art, but art comes in so many different forms, and you'll find just about all of those at the Riverwalk Market Fair, whether it be some type of performance, some type of visual art. You really cross a lot of different borders with that.
Yeah, it's one where every weekend, we have some form of live music, and that could be in the form of a regular singer, it could be in the form of a large band, so it varies every weekend.
Mm-hmm. And once again, within the visual arts, boy, there's just so many, from different types of painting to sculptures, photographs, and you'll find just a little bit of everything there. It's still a few weeks off. We've got just over a month, about a month and a half, as Brian
about
said.
That. Yep.
And right now, you're getting people lined up. How long does it take? I mean, you're probably working on this. It starts in the summertime, but I would imagine you're working on it quite a bit before that.
Correct. We started actually kind of taking vendors in January, and we get a lot of stragglers that kind of come in as months go on. But we've had a pretty good outing so far, but we always need more. It's always nice to have people that can't be there certain weeks, that can come other weeks and fill up the market. We always like to have the market full and give everybody a good shopping experience when they come in. So right now we're just really focusing on taking in vendor applications. We're averaging maybe 3 or 4 a week, just kind of depends on the week. I know we'll get a bunch here coming up here in May as the time kind of crunches on. And we're always taking applications throughout the whole season if anybody wants to sign up or, happens to come to the market one day and says, hey, I should do this, they can still get signed up. We've got everybody from farmers and food, like Michael said, and art. And then we also do have a youth vendor booth that people can do where kids can come and sell various items. We've had a couple sign up to do some art, different little wristbands and things like that. From that to just a little lemonade stand that was kind of neat last year. They did really well. So we've got all kinds of different opportunities out there, and we just hope people hit us up on it.
Now, when you are looking at artists, you mentioned a number of applications in. Is there any thing you look for in an artist? Anything in particular?
Can help Michael can help add in a little bit here too, but we do have a jury that it's actually made up of a few of our board members, and they kind of look at the different art. Each vendor has to send in so many pictures of the things they're selling, and kind of goes through that process. And if they're accepted, then they're accepted in the market. So
now, when they are accepted in that, is it where's the commitment? Do they have to show up every week for all year long? Can you do it here and there, or what?
You could do it once in the summer. You could do it every week. You could do it once a month. You know, it's kind of up to you on what you have time to do. And we hope that they sign up more than once a year, but you know, mm-hmm. they can. I mean, if that option is open to them.
Now, if there are artists out there that would like to participate, or at least find out a little bit more information on that, how do you apply? Is it through a website?
Yeah, we've got a website, www.riverwalkmarketfair.org, and they can also look us up on Facebook, or they can even just email me, and I can help them out. They can email me at manager@riverwalkmarketfair.org, and I'll get them information they need.
All right. Now, the Riverwalk, once again, the market fair is coming up, and you still got a few weeks. What else is left in the planning? Do you have everything booked right now, or is it kind of a scramble at this point to get things booked and everything in?
Well, I think we're sitting pretty good right now.
Good.
So the nice thing, we have a wonderful collaboration with the city, so if we grow and we have more vendors, we can expand the footprint of the market fair. We have that capability, and we're looking forward to doing that. So the more vendors, the better.
Now, in the past, we've seen it right on the Riverwalk, kind of behind the station here. We've also seen it in Bridge Square most recent years. Is Bridge Square going to be the permanent home, at least temporarily permanent?
Well, yeah, we have the permit with the city, which is specific to Bridge Square, but it allows us to expand along the river, kind of in front of the post office.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that ability, and hopefully we'll be able to fill all of that out.
Well, you talked earlier about it being a destination. I lived in Northfield for over 30 years now, and I can recall Saturdays used to be a ghost town. You could run around the streets and not worry about getting hit by anything. I mean, it was just empty. Boy, now it's so good to see the stores full, the people coming in from out of town, the market fair and everything. That's been a key part of really a renaissance, especially summer times in Northfield.
It really
has been.
Right. Yeah, I think the entertainment, we have entertainment that comes down, and people like really listen to that while they kind of shop around and mill around, and lots of time they're really good entertainers, and just a good opportunity to see people each week that, you know, we see a lot of people meet up down there, or Carleton students that bring their parents down maybe before graduation, or St. Olaf students. I mean, it's just a good gathering spot as people kind of go through town. Whether they're going to a certain shop or whatever they're going to, they see the market happening and they stop by.
All right. Yeah, it is a wonderful thing. And yeah, for the locals, stop on by, you know, on your own schedule. Everybody's out at some point on Saturdays, and stop on by and wander through. Great stuff, and it changes each week. You see something you didn't see last week. So, boy, it's a great thing. Anything else you'd like to mention about the Riverwalk Market Fair?
Well, our market hours on Saturday are from 9 to 1, mm-hmm. so stop in any time in between that time. We do it rain or shine, hopefully more shine than rain, since we've already had a long enough winter/spring. So, if you're interested in being a vendor, just talk with me and I'll get you signed up.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck to you, and hopefully we'll be that market fair is just right around the corner. I can't wait. That mm-hmm. means summer's here and
that's
good
right.
times.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Brian Randolph and Michael Sparby with the Riverwalk Market Fair.